I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. The NAACP has published a paper that's heavily critical of charter schools. The civil rights group visited New Haven as part of a national listening tour, hearing from all sides of the charter school debate. Last year, the NAACP called for a moratorium on new charter schools. They cited concerns with accountability, transparency, high rates of suspensions and expulsions, and discriminatory enrollment practices. They also set up a task force to explore this topic more broadly, traveling to 7 cities to talk to parents, advocates, and teachers, anyone with skin in the game. They made several recommendations, including the suggestion that charter schools have an open enrollment process and stop accepting or rejecting students based on their educational or behavioral needs. Janine Freeman runs the Northeast Charter School Network, which advocates for charter schools in New York and Connecticut. She says that seats are high in demand, so schools should be able to choose how they enroll students.
It's not as if they don't have enough students to fill these seats. The charter schools are trying to, you know, work with as many students as they can.
She says she respects the NAACP's long history of supporting people of color, but she's disappointed with their position on charter schools.
And I think what's striking to me is the fact that this historic, prominent organization that has for years fought for equity for Black people, you know, still hasn't made the link between why it's important for Black and brown parents to have the right to choose the best schools for their children. And I don't know what could be more equitable than that.
The NAACP report also called for charter schools to be required to hire certified teachers. Freeman says that would make it harder to hire teachers because the charters wouldn't have the flexibility to hire who they consider to be the best person for the job. A representative for the NAACP's Connecticut branch served on the task force, but was unavailable for comment. David DeRoche, WNPR News.